listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Here's your host, Dr. Mike Chubb.
Welcome back, friends. On this week's CMDA Matters episode, I am joined by our Vice President of Stewardship, Mr. George Courtney, who together with his wife, Rose, who's one of our long-serving placement specialists, they've together hosted dozens of groups of Christian healthcare professionals, their spouses and their friends, their partners and pastors, on one of the incredible biblical tours that we offer through CMDA. And you know, my wife Pam and I have had the privilege to experience three of these wonderful tours, including our very first was the Footsteps of Paul tour in Greece in 2017, the Footsteps of Our Lord Jesus tour in Israel, and then more recently, last fall, following the Apostle Paul and the road that he traveled up to Rome on the Via Appia after he appealed to Caesar before Felix, as recorded by Dr. Luke in the book of Acts. I want to invite you to listen in as George and I recently welcomed author and biblical scholar, Professor Mark Wilson, who's also the founder of the Asia Minor Research Center in Antalya, Turkey. You're going to hear today why these biblical tours are such wonderful, life-changing pilgrimages following in the footsteps of the patriarchs of the early church. I hope that by the time we bid Mark farewell today, you will have made the conscious decision to go to our CMDA website and find out which of these tours has your name, your spouse's name, or a good friend's name written all over it. Well, it's fitting today on CMDA Matters, since our Vice President of Stewardship, George Courtney, helped us round out the year with a wrap-up for 2024, that here early in 2025, we're back together again, George.
Oh, this is great. Glad to be with you again today, Mike, and welcome to 2025. I hope it started off well for you.
It did. Excellent. And I appreciate an idea that you had late in 2024, that we have a guest on the program, someone that we spent about 10 days with in the fall last year, Professor Dr. Mark Wilson, who hangs out in Turkey and has been helping us in the past with some CMDA biblical tours. But first, for our listeners, I want to George Courtney has been working for CMDA for many years as our Vice President of Stewardship, and his team continues to grow and develop. And his wife, Rose, has been working for CMDA for a very long time as one of our placement directors, helping some of you listeners out there find a place to work with Christians in healthcare.
It's been such a joy to be a part of CMDA as a couple. We not many folks get to work together as we have here at CMDA, and it's been a real joy, and guiding and leading and inspiring our team of stewardship professionals has been a real joy this year to see our team grow and how God's led us so many well-qualified, great experiences. It's just an exciting time for CMDA.
I bring it up, George, because of our guest today and because of that experience we had last October, because you and Rose have been a big part of organizing and preparing groups of physicians, dentists, other healthcare professionals, and their families and friends to go with us on biblical tours. And the tour that we were on together was in Italy, the road to Rome, if you will, on the Via Appia. And the pronunciation I learned from our guest today, Dr. Mark Wilson, who is the founder and director of the Asia Minor Research Center in Antalya, Turkey, the country where he and his wife, Dindi, have lived for over 20 years. Mark has a doctorate in New Testament from the University of South Africa, where he also serves as a research fellow. He is professor extraordinaire. I didn't even know, Mark, that that was a title, but professor extraordinary of New Testament at Stellenbosch University and a member of many academic societies. Mark is author of numerous books and articles, including Biblical Turkey, Victory Through the Lamb, which is a book about the book of Revelation, and The Spirit Said Go, which is a focus on Paul in the book of Acts. His research interests include the books of Acts and Revelation, as well as Roman roads and routes. And so he's been involved with many biblical tours across the Eastern Mediterranean, You and your wife have been married for 50 years, and you have a lot of familial symmetry. You have four adult children, four grandsons, and four granddaughters. So welcome, Dr. Mark Wilson, to CMDA Matters today.
Sure. Great to be with you, Mike and George. We made a lot of wonderful memories together a couple of months ago as we were walking with Paul in Italy. So it was a real joy to be with you and with the group and now to join you on this podcast.
Mark, as we kickstart this interview, when you went to Turkey over 20 years ago, did you go with the thought in mind, Dindi and I are going to be leading tours, or was there some other purpose that you had in moving to Turkey?
At that point, I'd never been out of the United States, and so came over and visited the seven churches. And this was really at the beginning of my own doctoral study in the book of Revelation. And so what I saw there was just really an eye-opening to me about the possibilities of learning more about the biblical backgrounds in this land. And so I returned a few years later in the mid-90s, led my first tour over here. And so it became an annual thing to start coming over here until eventually my wife said to me, well, maybe we should consider moving over there. And so we spent 4 months in Turkey moving around, sort of spying out the land, so to speak, in 2001. And then we made the decision, yeah, we can do it. We can move over here. About 2 years of prep. And in 2004, we moved over to Izmir at that point, to ancient Smyrna, where we began our life here in this wonderful land.
Oh, that's great. Why do you think Christians today should maybe follow in this practice of visiting these sites? What can they gain from visiting biblical sites, the seven churches?
I think the traveling to these sites can be a profound, both, you know, learning experience as well as spiritual experience, because, you know, these places come alive. These are really places. These are cities where brothers and sisters in Christ lived, they flourished, and they also suffered. And as you go into these cities and look at the backgrounds, the way these ancient Greco-Roman cities were laid out, people begin to understand the text in Revelation and begin to understand the believers who lived in these places 2,000 years ago. So I think it's a really an important thing to come and make a pilgrimage to these churches to really understand the book of Revelation.
What do you think contributes most to confusion and lack of clarity regarding looking at and understanding the book of Revelation?
Two things. I think a failure to bridge the historical gap between our modern times and the ancient times from the Greco-Roman period. The challenges were a bit different in those times. And so visiting the churches and learning about the worship of the emperor, the various gods and goddesses that were in these cities, such as the Temple of Artemis in Ephesus, that's one thing lack of understanding. And also, so much of Revelation is rooted in the Old Testament. And I think many Christians today don't read the Old Testament. They don't understand the stories. They don't know the personalities. Hmm. And if you don't have that background, Revelation is really hard to understand.
In reading some of your books recently, something that jumped out to me in one of the chapters or one of the areas that I was reading, you talked about how the book of Revelation is a major book from Western civilization. Can you tell us a little bit more about why you believe this, and is it important for us today?
I think in terms of just Western civilization, it's a seminal book because you look at its influence in art, for example. You go back to Durer and many of the other classical artists and using the themes found in Revelation. Art, music, influence there. You look especially in films. And all the apocalyptic and post-apocalyptic genres that are out there now, all deriving themes from the visions in the book of Revelation. I just had a German friend that I met on the island of Patmos last summer send me a book. He'd been traveling in France, and in a castle over there, they have a major exhibition of huge carpets that were made in the Middle Ages that are hanging there, all featuring scenes of the book of Revelation. And so it's had a tremendous impact in all the Western civilization. And so this is, you know, from a purely non-religious perspective, in a way, Revelation has had just a major impact.
Well, out of the seven cities, the seven churches, do you have a favorite one and why? What makes it stand out to you?
Well, it's like asking me which of my children are my favorite. You know, I think there's less to see, certainly in Theatira in Philadelphia. So, you know, they're not as exciting. But each of the other four particularly are well-developed archaeological sites, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, and Sardis and Laodicea. And so I really enjoy visiting them myself, and I love taking groups and introducing these sites to them when they come to Turkey.
If I can follow up with that, so in any of the sites, what would you say is one of the most frequent or recurring aha moments for those who've been following Christ for decades, and they go to one of their sites and you explain this and they say, that is amazing. It just opens the door for my understanding. It just one of those things that happens.
Well, I think John teaches theology, for example, in pictures. So it's very different than what Paul does. So in the book of Revelation, when he talks about, he uses the theme of victory throughout. When we're walking through Ephesus, we go down through the square of Domitian there, and we see a image of the Greek goddess Nike there. And she's holding the wreath in her left hand, which was awarded to the winners of the games. And this is, of course, the victor's wreath that both Paul refers to and that we see in the book of Revelation, where Jesus promises, I will give you the wreath of life. And then in the right hand, she's holding a palm branch. And this is the same symbol of victory that we see the great multitude in heaven standing around in white robes holding palm branches. And to see these visual symbols being transferred now into the book of Revelation to describe the overcoming saints in heaven, I think people say, wow, okay, now I'm getting what these images are all about in Revelation.
So for our listeners who are out there hearing about these CMDA tours or other biblical tours, whether they're from CMDA or offered by other organizations and guides and tour groups, but if they've never done this before, why should they seriously consider signing up? This is, you know, several thousand dollars a person to do. Give us your best pitch on why they should come along, whether it's the Seven Churches tour or Paul's following his footsteps up to Rome. Why should they join you and us?
Well, number one, it's a lot of fun. You make a lot of new relationships on a trip like this. You eat some fantastic food. You see a lot of great scenery. And you are just having new experiences that really will be memorable for the rest of your life. And then infuse that with the spiritual dimension. You know, as we read each of the letters on site, for example, among the seven churches, and we talk about them, and people share, you know, their impressions from the letter or what it means to them. And it builds memories as people are journaling and they're, you know, writing to their friends on Facebook, sharing photographs, you know, of what they're seeing, you know, as they go through here. And it just becomes an experience of a trip of a lifetime for many people.
And I would say for our recent tour that we did in Rome, for me, one of the spiritual highlights was in that church on a Sunday morning where traditionally Paul felt to have been for a couple of years his church. And just to think about the missionary, if you will, or the Apostle Paul, who taught us about grace and being in that church and singing Amazing Grace and just thinking about that was just many of the people in the group came up to me, George, and just said, this was a very special place.
Yes, and it's amazing how God gives us those kinds of experiences on about every tour, not always in the same place, but there's always a moment like that that culminates everything that we've been seeing and hearing and experiencing, and the Holy Spirit moves in our life in a great way. And I think that's the way that experience was for us there in Italy on that Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say amen to that because, I mean, you don't plan those kind of things in an itinerary. I mean, the Holy Spirit just drops those moments on at you. And then when we over to Church of Tre Fontane, the traditional place where Paul is martyred, and here we are in this church there as well, all alone and sharing and singing in there. I mean, that was just part two of that day.
Yeah.
And it was one of the most incredible times I've ever had in Rome.
Before we continue with this week's episode, here's a special announcement for you. Now is the time to start making plans to join us for a CMDA biblical tour. These tours are unlike any other because each tour includes incredible Bible teaching and cultural experiences. Plus, you will meet other Christians in healthcare and create friendships that will last a lifetime. Some of our upcoming tours are headed to Greece, Italy, New Zealand, and more. Each tour is limited to around 50 participants each, and they fill up quickly. So visit cmda.org/tours to learn more and make your reservations today. Time is running out to register for the 2025 CMDA National Convention in St. Charles, Missouri on May 1st through 4th. Sponsored by Samaritan's Purse, this is the premier event for healthcare professionals, residents, students, and spouses to gather in community together. Our guest speakers include Dr. Eric McLaughlin, Ryan Bomberger, Aaron Hawley, and more. We can't wait to gather together and for God to show us how we can each be a spoke in the wheel for Christ in healthcare. So reserve your spot now. For more information and to register, visit natcon.cmda.org. Let's jump right back into this week's episode.
What's still on your bucket list as a historian living there in Turkey? What site have you yet to get to? Is there a site that you'd like to get to that still ranks up there that you want to tick off?
Well, I'm pretty close to having visited every place that Paul visited in the New Testament. So I'm very happy that the situation in Syria is stabilizing. I was just reading today that Turkish Airlines may begin flights from Istanbul to Damascus. So I have not yet been to Damascus. I do want to go to northwest Saudi Arabia. I think Paul did travel down there when he goes down there and mentions Arabia in the book of Galatians. There was a large Jewish population down there in the first century. So that's the number two. And next year, I'm hoping to do that during the winter. And then I want to go up the west coast of Italy. I do think Paul made a trip to Spain. And I think he made it by land using the Roman roads going up the western coast. Arriving all the way just past Barcelona and Tarragona. So those are the three things left that I've got on my bucket list to see related to St. Paul.
I know having traveled a few times with you and then on some of our other biblical tours, it's really given me the bug to get out to experience and explore additional sites. And so we continue to add different tours, and we're excited about what the future looks like in those tours.
You know, as I was looking online on Google and looking for all your books, you've done a lot of work. I think you might be the go-to academic guy for a lot of different commentaries. When they want to touch on Revelation, they go to Prof. Mark Wilson. Could you just briefly tell our listeners about some of the works that you've done, and where would our listeners want to get started in your works? Which of your works would you say that they should start with?
Well, in the Victor's Sayings of Revelation, that's kind of a revision of my doctoral thesis and looking at these wonderful promises that are given in chapters 2 and 3, and then how they're fulfilled in chapters 19 through 22 and the rest of the book. And so I was just trying to show that these promises run all the way through the book of Revelation. So it's there's a strong literary connection there. An early project I did was in the Zondervan Bible Background Commentary. And so my contribution on Revelation there is still widely used. I'm just amazed at how many people are continuing to use that. And it really has worn well over the years. Another project I did that was a lot of fun is with the ESV Archaeology Bible. And I contributed both Revelation and Acts in that particular one. And then the one Victory Through the Lamb, just talking about the theme of victory in the book of Revelation and highlighting some of the martyrs in the church that we've had here in Turkey and in the Near East, and to just discuss those who have lay down their lives for us so we might have the gospel today.
Well, Mark, I have always enjoy having conversations with you. And I started dialoguing with you recently, maybe 6 months ago or so, about where else should we be planning to take some groups of our CMDA listeners and friends and members. And we came up with the Roman Adriatic And I'm so excited about this because it'll be a new tour for us in April of next year, 2026. But tell us a little bit about what we're going to experience and see as we and where the Adriatic runs up through there.
Well, I say this kind of tongue-in-cheek. We're so happy that Paul visited all these wonderful and beautiful places on his missionary journeys. And so when we go and make these pilgrimages in his steps, we see these incredible places. So we begin in Albania at the western terminus of the Via Egnatia, which is the great Roman road that spanned the Balkans in that day. And we start off in ancient Dyrrhachium, modern Durres. Paul, when he talks about going to Illyricum, he mentions this in the book of Romans. This is the Illyricum that many scholars think that Paul visited on his third journey. So we begin there. And then we just begin to work our way up through the various countries, through Montenegro, then coming into Croatia, which was ancient Dalmatia that Paul makes reference to in his letters that he's sending Titus to Dalmatia. Now, we don't have a lot of church traditions here, but we're going to see some amazing old churches along the way, some incredible Roman ruins. The scenery is fantastic. Many of these are UNESCO World Heritage Sites. If you look at some of the top cruise destinations in the world, they're all at these Adriatic ports that we're going to be visiting and staying in, coming out up to Trieste and then ending in Venice. So the itinerary is a fantastic one, and I think those who join it are really going to have a wonderful time on this tour.
We're very excited about it. I took the itinerary that you and I have been working on, and I plotted it out on a map. And started just every time I put another pin on the map, I was getting more excited with each pin that went on there. So I know it's going to be a wonderful experience. You know, people who are listening today could learn more about our tours by visiting cmda.org/tours. And our current tours are listed there, and we're getting ready to post just a list of upcoming tours. And I know that our healthcare professionals, many of them have to mark time off a year out on their schedules. And so we'll get these dates posted that we've been talking about. That way,
and there's a long list, George. It's Israel, it's Greece. there are a lot of different sites in addition. When is the next Turkey tour?
This April. We have 50 individuals, 48 individuals registered. We could take a couple more and fill that tour out, but it's pretty full at this moment.
And then a year later is the Adriatic that you've just been talking about with Mark.
That's correct. And then also in 2026, we'll go back and do some visits, Lord willing, in Italy with a group.
Let me just say how much I enjoy working with the CMDA groups. I come home and tell my wife, Bindi, I said, man, this is just another fantastic tour. I met such wonderful people, great conversations. And in terms of groups that I work with, you guys are the best.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us all the way from Turkey today to help just bring us into what's happening there, what we accomplish on these sites, how we can grow our faith, how we can grow our knowledge, and have a deeper appreciation for the scriptures and how they come alive and be a part of our life and have new meaning to us as we visit. And thank you for the investment you've made in me personally and each of the groups that we've brought out. We're just so grateful for how you generously give of your knowledge and experiences to us. It's been quite a joy. We look forward to many more wonderful visits together, especially this upcoming Turkey tour in April, and then again the Roman Adriatic tour next April is looking forward to be a highlight for me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
And I want to thank you, George. You're very patient with our members and friends who come with us on these tours, and there's great work that you and Rose and others in stewardship do to put these together. I will say that I come away from the three or four tours that I've done and just some incredible relationships that are developed, lifelong relationships. And I've heard that from many of them, too, with each other. Some of them schedule to come back on the same tours together because they've developed such lifelong friendships. And, you know, we go through some experiences together. I've spent a couple, three nights in a hospital in Athens, Greece, you know, with one of our tour members who got sick. And frankly, those are some real incredible highlights for me, is how to see how God did some really amazing things to intervene for some unexpected events that took place, George.
Yeah, and I promise all of our listeners, you're going to have experiences that you would not have if you scheduled to go to one of these places on your own. Mm-hmm. If you scheduled to visit Turkey, and even if you plot out and figure out how to transport your family and yourself into the seven churches, you will not have the same experiences, because the knowledge of biblical guides and our tour guides also bring alive and the culture and the history come together and culminate in just incredible ways. And then to have people like Mark walk over to an inscription and begin to tell us how that is pertinent to us, mm-hmm. is just so impactful. So, and then on top of that, to travel with other like-minded healthcare professionals is what we hear very often. There's all kinds of tours out there. There's great tours out there. But the one highlight mm-hmm. that we always hear is we've gone on these other tours and the relationships we've come out of this tour with are just so deep. So
they're priceless. Thank you, Prof. Wilson. And I look forward to seeing you down the road, having you personally show me Pergamum, Philadelphia, some of these cities that I've been spending the last couple, 3 years studying in the Book of Revelation. God bless you, you and Dindy both.
Look forward to it, yeah.
Friends, I can't emphasize enough what a blessing it is to experience these far-off places together with you, our listeners and friends of CMDA. We have shared some incredibly meaningful times with you. We've learned together, we have prayed together, we have sung together on the bus, and toured these beautiful places while getting to hear the stories of so many sons and daughters of the King whose walk with the Master has been remarkable and inspiring from all over the United States. You know, we only have two spots left, friends, for our Seven Churches of Revelation tour that will be from April 12th through the 24th with Mark Wilson as our esteemed biblical scholar. So you don't want to miss this unique opportunity. Additionally, Pam and I personally want to invite you to join us on our very first CMDA Reformation Tour that will be from October 11th through the 23rd. If you'd like more details on these tours and other CMDA tours offered over the next year or so, you can just visit cmda.org/tours or click on the link in our show notes that we'll have for you today. My wife Pam and I hope that we get to see you in Prague this October for the Reformation Tour. Next week, our guest will be the founder of the Radiant Foundation, Mr. Ryan Bomberger. Ryan's an Emmy Award-winning creative professional who's actually going to be speaking in our National Convention Banquet this year in St. Charles, Missouri, May 3rd. Some of you listening might just remember that Ryan was a past guest on CMDA Matters and was a speaker at our 2023 CMDA National Convention in Cincinnati. He inspired us with his life story and his calling. It's clear that Ryan is God's masterpiece for a moment like this. So I'm very excited about what he's going to share with us on the program next week. I hope that you'll check out one or more of Professor Mark Wilson's books, including one of his publications on the Book of Revelation. Maybe you've read a commentary of Revelation in the past and didn't realize that some of the illustrations and teachings were actually from Prof. Wilson. You know, this morning I was reading from Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, where finally the very last and seventh trumpet sounds, and loud voices are heard by John, the beloved apostle from heaven, saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." Until that time, friends, we've got work to do, bringing the hope and healing of Christ to the world through healthcare professionals like so many of you listening, or one of your family members, or maybe a healthcare professional who cares for you faithfully in Jesus' name and for his sake. And that clearly, you've heard me say it every week,
That's what matters to CMDA. And CMDA matters. We'll see you next week, friends, God willing.
Thanks for listening to CMDA Matters. If you would like to suggest a future guest or share a comment with us, please email cmdamatters@cmda.org. And if you like the podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and share it on your favorite social media platform. This podcast has been a production of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.